Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Eugene Bias Godoy, 122962.
Thank you, sir. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given the form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on December 3rd, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense an lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or you're representing yourself today, sir. Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. If you can see on your video conference screen, on the bench, we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Luis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Good morning, members of the board.
Good morning, sir. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Godoy and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth to help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Godoy, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it, but do keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Mr. Godoy. I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal racial company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by a failure to submit a UN specimen for drug testing on or about June 5th, 2018, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated June 13, 2018. Mr. Godoy, is this true or false?
It is true, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Godoy. Violation number two, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about June 6, 2018, as directed both verbally and in writing on May 6, 2018. Sir, is this true or false?
It is true, sir.
Thank you. And the final allegation number three, violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Traditions located at 2201 East Vista Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about June 8, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Godoy, is this true or false?
It is true, sir.
Thank you. Just 1 second. We'll make a motion, and that is based on Mr. Godoy's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal race or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Godoy, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Godoy. Mr. Turner, if you will,
Yes, sir. Godoy was released from ADC custody on 11-7-2017 and arrested on 11-20-2018 by Mesa PD on an ADC tech warrant. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 11-20-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 4-1-2019 with 165 abscond days. Current conviction, 2002, theft, 5 years. 2012, aggravated assault, 2 years. Prior convictions, 1996, criminal damage, 6 months. 1997, burglary, second degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2004, dangerous drug violation, 7 years, 6 months. This is his fourth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-2, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2000, TIS release, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2010, TIS release, absconded for 247 days, arrested in New Mexico, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with conspiracy, drugs, contraband, forgery, sex acts, stalking, and weapons noted. Other arrests, 2004, child molestation, Arizona unknown. 2004, child molestation, Arizona unknown. He has a GB score of G6-V6. Police contact was due to police responding to a domestic violence call.
And it doesn't sound that there is a pending case. Okay, so I'll make sure. Okay, Mr. Godoy, back to you. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at TLC, located at 2202 East Roosevelt Street in Phoenix. On February 23, 2018, you advised your parole officer that you obtained a lease and rent an apartment on Taylor Street in Phoenix. That residence was approved. On April 27, 2018, your staff for multiple UA violations. You were directed to report and secure residency at the Maricopa Reentry Center in Phoenix. On May 16, 2018, following the completion of the ITH program, you were approved to reside at Traditions in Phoenix. On June 8, 2018, Parole Officer Krumpelman received notification from Traditions staff that you had packed your personal property and left the facility. You did not inform your supervisor or officer nor have permission to change your place of residence. So, Mr. Godoy, it looks like that you were missing from community supervision for 165 days. What were you doing during that time, sir?
I was working and supporting my family, sir.
And where were you living, sir?
I was living in Mason.
Did you have any residence, or how did...
Yes, I do. Me and my PSA have changed residence.
Okay. Very good. Employment notes, it looks like that you were providing multiple referrals. By January 2018, you reported gaining employment with Desert Classics. You reported remaining at Desert Classic until your placement in ITH in April 2018. So you said you were working when you were missing, so where were you working?
I was working for Desert Classic.
What were you doing for them, sir?
Landscape.
Very good. Well, it's always good to hear that people are productive. You have some programming notes that you referred to task for the Color of the Day program, Simon Clark Pink. You're responsible for 9 testable samples. You provided 4 to the negative. You failed to provide 2. You had 2 that were untestable by dilution. And then finally, on March 29, 2018, you had 1 sample which was positive for methamphetamine. On April 2, 2018, following multiple UA violations, you were assigned a different task caller, J. You were responsible for further samples. You had 1 negative, 2 positive for methamphetamine, and 1 failed sample. In April 2018, you were placed on agency discretion following the entrance into ITH, again, you were responsible for 3 testable samples, all of which were tested positive for methamphetamine, and 1 that tested positive for heroin as well. Upon completion of ITH, you were assigned to Clark Silver, who had 1 negative and 1 failed to provide. And then we have some further sanctions notes, if you don't mind. It says on November of 2017, you were proposed residence was staffed by Senior Parole Officer Rich. You had applied for sexual assault on a 13-year-old victim. Those charges were dismissed, but you have pled to a dangerous drug violation, pardon me. Okay, so ultimately you were not allowed to reside in a residence with minors. On April 2nd, 2018, you were staffed by Senior Parole Officer Osborne due to a missed UA and a positive UA for amphetamines. Just 1 second, sir. Anyways, after much dialogue with your senior parole officer, you were eventually directed to report to your PO after a 3-day sanction and then to be placed in the CHC Substance Abuse Treatment Program. So, if I'm not mistaken, you absconded from traditions. So, let me just ask some questions. Did you go through the whole MRC program?
Yes, I did, sir.
Was it useful for you? Sounds like you have some issues.
Well, can I speak freely?
Yes, sir.
Throughout my incarcerations, if you look at your papers there, the majority of my charges have to do with drugs. I have a drug problem, and I admit that, And that MRC place, it did help me. And I did ask my parole officer if I could stay at that MRC place because it was helping me, and he denied me that access.
So you went to traditions and then absconded?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
The traditions, I don't know if you know about it, but it's worse than the streets. There's more drugs there than there is in the streets.
Well, we certainly hear people's opinions. I can't necessarily agree with you because I don't always know the conditions of these halfway houses, but we certainly hear reports from people that they don't quite like the environment of the halfway house. That's kind of a routine report, just depending. So why did you break off contact with your parole officer?
Mainly because of the drugs. I was testing dirty UAs, and mainly because of the drugs, to be honest with you.
Well, thank you for being honest. We recognize that there's a lot of individuals in this community that are struggling with drug addiction or drug abuse. What caused the Mesa Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
Well, we were having an argument. Me and my fiance were having an argument, and I guess we got a little bit too loud, and they were called about us.
Okay.
No new charges were filed, so no, nothing like that.
You mentioned that the majority of your criminal history was drug-related, but looks like you have an aggravated assault conviction, so what was that about?
That's over drugs also, sir.
So we'll ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I don't have any questions from fellow board members, Mr. Gregory. We're getting close to the end of the hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before this board goes into discussion and votes on the case?
No, Well, sir, members of the board, I'd appreciate, you know, I've got 3 months left in DOC, and I killed my number. Since I was 14, I've either been on probation or parole. This is the first time since that time I'll be free, you know? And I need help. Obviously, Fred's not helping me. I like the way that reentry program helped me. I believe it was helping me. And I'd like to go to that place for the next 3 months if possible. If you guys give it the chance, maybe to help myself.
Thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it's the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Okay, sir?
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Well, board members, I certainly appreciate how pleasant Mr. Goodboy has been with the board this morning, and he's been very straightforward about his struggles with substance abuse. Unfortunately, he has a pretty extensive history in both the criminal justice system and the Department of Corrections, with a history of absconding, and he was missing from community supervision for 165 days this time. So while I do encourage Mr. Goodboy to continue on his journey of seeking treatment for his drug issues, I cannot abide by disappearing from community supervision, in this case consistently, and breaking off contact with his parole officer, which we could not monitor his transition back to the community. And it's pretty obvious that he did relapse back into his drug use. But that's where we begin the discussion. Okay, hearing no further discussion, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2018-W1736, a discussion with Mr. Goodboy, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision, as Mr. Goodboy was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ledger company, inasmuch that he absconded for 165 days. We could not monitor his transition to the community when he relapsed into his drug abuse, and that is my motion.
Seconded by
the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. Goodboy, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on April 1st, 2019, which is about 3.5 months away, so it's just a matter of weeks. We encourage you to take advantage of this time to put together a plan for your safe return to the community, to continue on your journey of recovery, as it sounds like that you've had some issues with methamphetamine and heroin, and to seek any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections, at a minimum, Narcotics Anonymous, or any of the other group support programs that will help you move on with your life. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion will take place, and Mr. Goodboy, thank you for being so pleasant with the board this morning.